Retirement planning has seen very significant changes over the last 20 years, influenced by shifts in the economy, demographics, technology, regulatory environments. Today, we're going to review some of the most significant changes and how they can impact and affect your retirement. So that starts right now.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
What's changed in the retirement universe? That's what Marty Neville will review, opening up the show Financial Safari with Marty Neville, president of Smart Money Solutions. Marty's licensed in multiple states, and he is the author of the Amazon bestseller Retirement Smart America. Well, we've talked about it on the show many times, how retirement has changed, shifts in the economy, in demographics, technology, regulatory environments. We're going to look at some of the notable changes, starting with this, the demise pretty much of the private sector pension, the shift from defined benefit to defined contribution plans. And that did change. Is that the biggest change maybe, in at least the planning and saving?
Yeah. I mean, that was, you know, huge, because every company used to offer a pension, big or small. And, that's gone by the wayside for the most part. Unless you're a municipal employee or a teacher, a fireman, policeman, state employee, government employee, federal government. I do a lot of work with federal government. I'm a federal benefits expert, actually. Mm-hmm. But yes, they've gone from the defined benefit, which is a pension, to the defined contribution plans, which is the 401k and 457 and 403b and whatever else they called. But so that's been a huge shift. That's been a big change, where you basically are creating your own pension plan. And that's where I come into the picture to help you implement that.
Absolutely, because you can have your own, as Marty said. And what tools are available and best for you, he'll go over that with you. Well, we've seen a definitely increase in contribution limits.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Well, not too very long ago, 2002, the limit was $11,000. That was the maximum limit. Now, for 2024, it's $23,000. Mm-hmm. And if you're over 50, you can implement the catch-up provision and add another $7,500 for a total of $30,500. So, that's the increase in those contribution limits has been fantastic. It's been great. It's helped a lot of people, and it allows you to save that money to create your own pension plan. So you put that money away and invest it properly, and by the time you're ready to retire, you should have a nice big pile of money that's going to be supporting you as one of the sources of income in your retirement. So yes, I encourage everybody to max out your contributions if you can. That's the best way to go, you know, max out those contributions, mm-hmm. if you're able to, and have that big pile of money that you're going to be able to supplement your income, your Social Security and other sources. So yes, from $11,000 in 2002 to $23,000 today, plus the catch-up provision. So save that money, folks.
Yeah. And how do you save it? Well, now, you know, we saw, and we're kind of going back 20 years, but this was not 20 years ago. It was 2006. We saw the introduction of the Roth 401k.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Roth. Yeah, that was introduced not very long ago. I think it was introduced in 2006, mm-hmm. The Roth, where you pay the tax on the money up front. And that's kind of the deal you make with the IRS. You pay the tax up front on the money, and everything it makes and everything you take in the future is tax-free after your five-year waiting period. So, yes, it's you have tax-free withdrawal. So I love tax-free money, tax-free income. So that's something to consider. Depends on your age sometimes. You know, for kids my kids' ages, in their 30s and late 20s, you know, that's the time to really focus on that. But if you're in your late 50s or 60s, it's worth having a discussion about, but it might not be appropriate. You might not be able to save enough to make a big difference. So don't forget, there's no tax advantage for contributing to a Roth currently as a contribution. The tax advantage comes later when you take distributions from it, and it's, they're tax-free distributions. The reason I like the traditional 401ks is there's a huge tax advantage. It comes off of your income pre-tax. So if you're contributing the maximum, let's say you're over 50, it's $30,500. $30,500 is coming off of your income pre-tax, so it's reducing mm-hmm. your tax liability on income tax side. So there's a huge tax advantage. So it's something that something we would have to decide and see. Most people have been contributing to the traditional, but the Roth is available in most cases with just about every company now offers it.
Yeah, and a great option now for them to offer. This one came with Secure Act 2.0, the automatic enrollment and escalation.
Yeah, well, yes, automatic enrollment in the 401k plan has been mandated now. So with the Secure Act 2.0, employers have been adopting that automatic enrollment for their 401k plans and automatically enrolling their employees unless they specifically opt out.
Right, which, you have to opt out now.
Yeah, I don't know if you really want to opt out. You definitely want to save for your retirement. Even when you begin your career, you want to put something away into that 401k. Yeah, you won't be able to touch it for years to come, but it's really important to start that habit of saving early and saving often. You know, kind of like kind of like elections in Chicago. You know, vote early, vote often.
Exactly.
You know, vote, save early, save often, and save as much as you possibly can for your future, because before you know it, believe me, folks, it goes by. We all know this. You know, the people I'm talking to my age, I'm 68, so it goes fast. So the, before you know it, next thing you're planning your retirement, and you're in your late 50s, early 60s. So it goes by quick, so it's never too early, never too late to save for your retirement.
Well, definitely not. We've got some more changes to go through with Marty. And of course, he keeps up with the changes in the retirement universe for the people he works with. I want to see what your plan could look like. You can schedule with Marty, 888-519-9096 at no cost, no obligation, 888-519-9096. Well, this is a wonderful thing for those eligible. HSA, health savings account, and that's a triple tax benefit.
I love HSAs. It's a great feature. If your company offers that, if you're in a high deductible medical plan and your company offers an HSA, you definitely want to contribute to that. It's not a use it or lose it like an FSA was. This is, you could take it with you when you retire. You can use it for any medically related purpose, whether it's a premium on your Medicare Part B or your supplement, or for eyeglass, any medically related, whatever it is, whether it's a hearing aid, a dental procedure, eyeglasses, any medically related use, you can use your HSA. So I encourage you, yes, it is triple tax deductible. The contributions go in tax off of your taxable income. So it's pre-tax contributions. The earnings grow tax-free, and the distributions and withdrawals come out tax-free. So yes, it's a great benefit if your company offers it. If you're in a high deductible healthcare plan at work and your company offers an HSA, please, by all means, contribute to it. It's to your benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's really a great proactive health coverage matter for later. When with Medicare, you still will face out of pocket costs with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's always going to be some out of pocket costs with Medicare. That's why you have to have a good Medicare supplement. In addition to your Medicare Parts A and Part B, it could be an Advantage plan. You know, there's different companies that offer different programs. So the key is, you know, you're going to have some out of pocket. And when I put the report together, I budget for that. I do put a dollar amount that it's going to cost you potentially out of pocket costs for medical expenses. So yes, invariably you're going to have some out of pocket, for the most part, it's going to be limited and minimal. Again, it depends on what kind of supplement you have. Hopefully you do have a good Medicare supplement. Unfortunately, that's not something I offer, but I have people within my office that can guide you in that regard.
More from the Secure Act, changes in required minimum distribution ages.
Yeah, absolutely. It used to be everybody remembers the old 70 and a half age, and then it went up to 72. And when SECURE Act was put into place in 2019, it went up to 73, and it's going up to 75 eventually, because we, you know, we are living longer. And so they've been increasing the age that you have to take your distributions from your retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs, 403bs, whatever it might be. You have to take those distributions. Now it's 73. So if you're turning 73, congratulations. This is the year you've got to start taking those distributions. And it's, again, it's going up to 75 eventually. But yes, they've changed those dates because we're living longer.
Well, you know, and that's another change. Retirement is longer now. And we didn't have time to get to everything, but the advent of target date funds, Social Security changes in regarding the full retirement age, and a more of an emphasis on longevity planning. With that goes back to the fact that we're living longer.
Right.
Marty will go through all of that with you in a comprehensive review that you can call in and claim for yourself now, and we'll make it available now at no cost, no obligation.
Well, that's one of the beauty parts of me putting together this plan for everybody, is the plan goes to age 100, so it does cover longevity.
Yeah.
Because again, we are living longer. I have clients in their 90s. I have a few clients in there that are over 100. So yes, we are living longer and we're living healthier, and we have to plan for that. So call me now and I'll put together a comprehensive plan that, again, goes up to age 100 at least for you personally, and it's custom tailored. So call me now at 888-519-9096 and we'll set up a time. Just leave me your name and number on the recording, and I will call you back after the show, and we'll set up a time to get together to put together these comprehensive plans just for you. Call me at 888-519-9096.
And you can get a look at what your retirement plan could be. And also, if you were to decide to go forward with Marty, what that retirement partnership will be like. Because, you know, as we just covered here, the retirement universe is ever-changing. So reviews are necessary, not only with that, but the changes in the economy and in your life, too. And changes, legislative changes out of Washington or in the state. I mean, so it's, reviews are necessary. 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. And Marty will analyze what future tax implications you can avoid. He will run that Social Security maximization report, talk to you about building in that income you can count on in your retirement, proactive and protective measures like the HSA that he covered, and long-term care, what's available now, and alternatives to long-term care insurance. All of that will be covered in this comprehensive review. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Great segment, Marty. Much more to come. What's after the break?
Well, after the break, you know, how many times have we talked about this, Dave? Annuities. Annuities can be a reliable stream of income. They provide, yes, they do provide guaranteed lifetime income streams, which can help mimic that regular paycheck that you gave up when you retired. So right. Give me a call and we'll talk about that too. But that could be right for you. I think everybody should have an annuity in their portfolio. We're going to talk about that and more right after the break.
Let's move to annuities on Financial Safari. In this segment, Marty Neville is president of Smart Money Solutions. Learn more about the firm and Marty and hear the podcast. Watch the video series we have on there and more. And that is Smart Money Solutions, MN.com. The MN, of course, for Marty Neville. I'm Dave Perkins. You know, just last week, Marty briefly talked about annuities and the fact that in 2023, Americans bought $360 billion of annuities, and that beat the record established just the year before, 2022, of $311 billion. We've also talked on the show about how there's a lot of confusion and a lot of misinformation about annuities out there. You've done a great job on this show through the years clearing that up. So maybe that's a good starting point, understanding annuities of the different types.
Right. Well, there's four basic different types of annuities. There's what's called an immediate annuity. It's called a SPIA. You might have heard the term SPIA, a single premium immediate annuity. Mm-hmm. And what you do is with a SPIA is you put X amount of dollars into the annuity, and it guarantees a paycheck, a check, guaranteed lifetime income check for a certain period of time. It could be 10 years, it could be 20 years, it could be for life. You decide that. So that's what a single premium immediate annuity is. There is no liquidity with that, so that's something to take into consideration. We would have a discussion to see if that would even be appropriate for you to get a SPIA. In most cases, it's not. But in certain situations, it's appropriate. So that's number one. Then you have what's called a simple interest annuity or a deferred annuity, which basically guarantees a certain amount of interest over a certain number of years, whether it's 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. It just guarantees, it's almost like a CD on steroids. Hmm. And the good news about that type of an annuity is, let's say you're just putting savings in there, it's deferred. So you're not going to get a 1099 every year. If you put your money in a CD at the bank, you're going to get a 1099 at the end of the year for how much interest that you earned. And you're going to have to pay tax on that interest. So with an annuity, with a fixed index annuity or a simple interest annuity, you don't get that 1099. It stays in the product and it's deferred. So the only time you would get a 1099 is if you take a distribution. Then you have variable annuities, which I do not offer. Let me say that right up front. I do not offer variable annuities. Variable annuities are basically, they're directly in the market. So if the market goes down, you lose. If the market goes up, you could win. And the fees for variable annuities are very expensive. And usually people say, well, I don't want my money in an annuity because I'm going to lose my money. They're always talking about variable annuities.
Variable.
With a fixed and a fixed index, you can't lose a dime in your annuity. So I offer fixed and I offer fixed indexed annuities. Now, a fixed indexed annuity, that's the fourth one. A fixed indexed annuity is a fixed annuity which is following market indexes. It's not in the market, so if the market goes down, you don't lose anything. And in a vast majority of the products that I offer, there's a guaranteed interest that they offer, anywhere from 6 to 7% guaranteed interest on the minimum side. So you're always making money. And if the index does well, if the market comes back and does well, you can make more than the 6 or 7%. So those are the four basic types of annuities that I offer. Mm-hmm. I prefer the fixed indexed annuity, but again, it depends on the situation. It depends on how old you are or how young you are. So there's different annuities for different situations. And that's why I represent 15 different companies. Because there's different products that are for different types of situations. But mostly I use fixed indexed annuities. I like to have that guaranteed growth that comes with them and the opportunity, if the market comes back and the market does well, the opportunity to have that upside potential.
Well, we're looking at annuities and creating a retirement paycheck. If you do use annuities, it does involve several steps. One would be, you do this with people, assessing their financial needs.
Of course, absolutely. I have to do that. It's because an annuity might not be appropriate for everybody, and it's not for everybody. So we have to decide and determine what your income is going to be, what the sources of income you have. Is it appropriate to put some money or any money into an annuity? So there's different reasons. Everybody's situation is different, and we have to look at each person's situation specifically to determine if it's going to be appropriate for you to be in an annuity. So, I sat down with a guy recently, and he didn't want me to put together a report for him because he has a great pension and he has other sources of income. He basically was interested in protecting his 401k, and he wanted to put it somewhere that was going to be safe, that was going to have some good growth, and that he didn't have to worry about it for the future. And a fixed index annuity was perfect for him, and he loved the idea. And I put together an illustration for him, and he decided that he's going to move forward because it's perfect for him. It's going to be in a safe place. It's going to have guaranteed growth, and it's going to provide him with an income in the future. Whether he needs it or not is another story, which he really doesn't because he's got a great pension and other sources. But it's something that you have to take into consideration where do you want to put your money? How much are you willing to lose by keeping your money where it is, especially in the volatile market that we're experiencing now and with this crazy election season that we have? It's going to be even more volatile as the election gets closer.
Yeah, definitely. It's a wild year. It's going to get wilder, probably. We're going to get into annuities a little bit more with Marty here, but of course, he'll answer any questions you have more specifically if you set up to meet with him. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. You did a great run through of the different types of annuities and indicated that you tend to lean towards fixed indexed annuities and you don't like the variable. But sometimes in talking to someone, do you have to determine their specific needs to maybe make sure you choose the right annuity for them?
Absolutely. That's why, again, I represent 15 different companies, mm-hmm. Because each company offers different types of products that do different things. And one product might not be suitable or appropriate for the next person. So that's why I offer so many different products from so many different companies. I'm not a captive agent. I don't work for or represent only one specific company. For example, if I worked for MetLife, I could only offer MetLife products. And so I don't work for any particular company. I'm an independent representative. And so I represent different companies that offer different programs and products that are suitable for specific needs. So, I don't have anybody put all of their money in the annuities with me. That's not appropriate either. That's usually not the way to go. You got to have some liquid cash. You got to have some emergency funds available for life's contingencies. But having, say your IRAs and some other cash in an annuity to protect it and reduce your tax liability, you can go to the bank today and get 5.5%, on a CD, let's say. But, you also have to remember you're going to get a tax bill on the end of the year for that money that you're earning, which is all well and good. But if you put it in an annuity, you'll make more and pay nothing because it's deferred interest. So you're not going to get a 1099 and have to pay a tax on it. So, yes, we have to be appropriate and definitely look at each person's situation and see which product is going to be appropriate for what your needs are and what your goals are.
And then what about, so I know purchase amount comes in to the conversation as well.
Right. Well, a lot of cases I take somebody's 401k or IRA and roll it over and put it into an annuity. They want to get out of the market. They're tired of losing money. They're tired of the ups and the downs, especially when you get into your late 50s and 60s. Now's the time you want to be more proactive in protecting your money than being greedy. I tell people all the time, don't be greedy. Yes, can you make more money in the market? Possibly, but could you lose more money in the market? Absolutely. And, it depends on how much you're willing to lose. And that's the question I ask. We talk about that all the time here on the show as well. How much are you willing to lose? And invariably, the answer is always the same, none. So there's different programs that I put together. There's life insurance programs. There's tax-free income programs that I implement. So, but yes, determining the right amount that has to go into the annuity, protecting that IRA, because you're going to need to live on that money the rest of your life, folks. You all know that. So, do you want to put it at risk or do you want to put it somewhere that's going to have some good growth and you can count on it being there always for the rest of your life?
Well, and that's one thing that's very important. A very, very important component of your retirement is making sure you have that income you can count on. Different ways to build it, and everyone is different. So you can find out what that looks like for you in a comprehensive review that certainly can lead to that written report, too, from Marty. And this is offered once again at no cost, no obligation.
Yeah, and what you said at the very beginning of the segment, Dave, is right. There's a lot of misinformation and bad information, and people think that, annuities, I heard the bad things about them. You've talked to 10 doctors and you get 10 answers about your ailment too. So, annuities are great products. Again, it has to be a suitable thing and it has to be appropriate for your situation. And we'll find that out. Give me a call. My number is 888-519-9096. And we'll do an analysis of your situation and see what's appropriate and put together a plan. And I'll show you in black and white exactly how it would work. Most people I show in black and white, they're surprised because they never realized that a fixed index annuity could do what it does. And because they've heard all these bad things or they've heard all this misinformation over the years, so they didn't realize what it could really do. So call me now so we could set up a time to get together. You call that number, 888 888- 519-9096. You'll hear my voice on the recording. Just leave me a short message, and at the end of the show today, I will be calling you back. My staff prints off a list of everybody who called, and I start calling and setting up times to meet. I am about 2 weeks out. I've been doing some traveling. I just got back from Hawaii, and I go to Texas and Chicago back and forth all the time. So I am a couple weeks out, but I do have cancellations, so we'll fit you in one way or the other. You got to call that number, though, 888-519-9096.
And a great opportunity to come in and talk about all these components that Marty discusses every week: income in your retirement, Social Security maximization, tax strategies, all of that as it applies to you. That's what's great about the Sit Down with Marty. It's all about you, and it's at no cost, no obligation. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Again, it's 888-519-9096. Financial Safari and much more to come. Marty, quick break. What's next?
Well, right after the break, you know, the Federal Reserve continues to discuss rate cuts and even potential rate hikes. How is that going to impact retiring in 2024? We've got some details right after the break.
We're back with Financial Safari and Marty Neville. Marty's book is Retirement Smart America. And you get a copy of that when you meet with him at his firm, Smart Money Solutions. Well, we've covered annuities. We've covered on the show today how retirement has changed so much in the last 20 years. Now let's go to interest rates. The Fed and interest rate changes continue to have an effect in the market. We've seen wild swings. Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neil Kashkari told CNBC this week that the Federal Reserve should wait for significant progress on inflation before cutting interest rates. The question is, can you rule out a rate hike?
No, I don't think anybody I don't think we should rule anything out at this point. We are all committed to getting inflation all the way back down to our 2% target. The most recent inflation print that we got on the CPI data was marginally better than the earlier prints from the first 3 months, but still not where we need it to get to. So it wasn't getting worse, but we just need to wait and see. I think we're right now we're in a good position because the labor market remains strong in the U.S., so we have the luxury of being able to sit here until we gain confidence on where inflation is headed.
Well, what do you think that he thinks it'll take to get things moving in the right direction?
I got an easy way to get rid of inflation. Get rid of Biden and the Democrats.
Well,
we had no inflation previous to this administration.
Control the spending, too. It's that debt, right? You know, that's, what is our national debt now? $34 trillion?
Who knows? It's a lot of
money. I'll pull up the debt clock and get dizzy here.
Yeah, so get rid of the current administration, get rid of the Democrats, and you know, look at the previous administration. You know, people say, oh, Trump was so bad. He said mean things. I don't care what he says that's mean. Who cares? You know, but he was effective. His policies, his economic policies, his trade policies, his every policy that he implemented worked, and everything he did worked. He had Russia, you know, on bending knee. He had China where he wanted China to be. He had North Korea. No president in modern history has had anything to do with North Korea. He met with the guy, you know. So Trump was, you know, love him or hate him, he was effective. Everything he did, we had the best economy. The southern border was under control. Interest rates were down. There was no such thing as inflation. The job, you know, numbers were unbelievable. So again, and since they got rid of Trump intentionally, in my opinion, look at where we are. Inflation is out of control. You know, gas prices are more than $4 a gallon. You know, heating your home, cooling your home, electricity, everything is up 20 to 30%. You know, supply shortages. We didn't have any of this before this president took office. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. You know, he's hiring circus clowns to run the various agencies. And look at where we are. So, again, I try not to make this political, but folks, it has a lot to do with it. I mean, politics has a huge amount to do with where we are at any given time in history. And in this point in history, we are where we are because of the current administration and the policies that he's implemented, or the bad policies he's implemented.
If you hire circus clowns...
That's my story. I'm sticking with it.
If you hire circus clowns, do they all carpool in the same car?
Yeah, when that little car, they all pile into. And I had one of those cars at one time.
I think we all have.
A 1967 Morris Mini.
Oh, really? Okay.
I love that little car.
Yeah.
So, yeah, a little 850. I think my lawnmower had a bigger engine than that.
Exactly. Well, that's what they're doing. If you go to back in time to Cuba, those old cars, I mean, some of them are running on lawnmower engines, aren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. They've found a way to make it work. So because of the embargo and everything else, they can't import parts. And they're very ingenious to keep everything running there.
Yeah, those cars, man, they were built to last, too, and the body and everything. More from Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neel Kashkari on CNBC.
Many more months of positive inflation data, I think, to give me confidence that it's appropriate to dial back. You know, the U.S. economy has remained remarkably resilient. GDP growth has been strong, much stronger than forecast. Most people thought that we'd be in a recession toward the end of last year. That didn't happen. Instead, we had very strong growth. U.S. consumers have remained remarkably resilient. The housing market has remained resilient. So I'm not seeing the need to hurry and do rate cuts. I think we should take our time and get it right.
Should we, or do we need to see some cuts in interest rates?
Well, I agree that, you know, I would rather take a go slow approach rather than just rush into it. And you know, rushing into it could cause its own set of problems. So I would definitely agree in this particular case with him that, yes, let's take a go slow approach. Let's keep our finger on that pulse and make sure that we do things the proper way to make sure that we don't have a recession or worse. You know, things, like I said, we're in a crazy, wild election season right now. You know, they just found, you know, a former president. Just imagine if they can do that to a former president, what are they going to do to you? It's really scary that they've, you know, found this, the president guilty of all these, you know, alleged things that they claim he did. But, you know, in me, it was another rig thing just to keep him off the campaign trail and keep him bogged down. And it's more diversionary tactics that they're using, just like they did in 2020. You know, so I'm surprised, you know, Biden isn't in hiding already, but in any event, you know, it is what it is. But yes, let's take a do it right, do it slow, do it appropriately.
We'll stay on this subject of interest rates, but just to mention how you reach out to Marty and look at a solid retirement plan to weather all the storms. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. As far as the interest rates that we have now, the housing market and any other woes that it's brought on, and some opportunities, though, right? Do some of those still exist, albeit temporary?
Yes. I mean, yeah, there's always opportunities out there. You just have to, you know, find the right ones at the right time. So it's all timing, just like anything else, you know. And, you know, Bitcoin was timing. If you bought Bitcoin at the beginning, boy, you'd be sitting pretty right now. But, you know, it's all a matter of timing. But, yeah, there's always plenty of opportunities out there. Interest rates, you know, they're a little bit on the high side. You know, so what's that affecting? Well, it's affecting mortgage rates. It's affecting the ability to purchase a home, especially if you're a first time buyer and you're a young couple. It's affecting credit card interest rates. Yes, credit card interest rates have gone up again because of the increase in the interest rates. So it kind of gave them, you know, almost like it was open season where, oh, interest rates went up. We might as well charge more. You know, but the good news is, yeah, you can go to the bank and get 5.5% on a CD and let it sit there for a while and have some good, decent growth. So that's helped, you know, because I remember the days, you know, I'm at the age where I remember when interest rates were, you know, over 20%, and, you know, you can make a good living just putting your money in a CD at the bank. Because you'd be getting 18% on your money. So, but those days, you know, I hope those days never come back again, because that really was, talk about inflation. Inflation was I think inflation at the time was 15%, but it was bad. It was bad. But in any event, interest rates, you know, again, take the go slow approach. Let's do it right so we don't spur a recession by lowering things, getting too cocky too fast.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You know, 'cause that's going to affect the markets too. You know, I don't want people's 401ks to become a 201k again.
No.
You know, like we did a couple of years ago. So, you know, we're starting to have a good recovery. Let's make sure it stays that way. But, you know, if you make sudden moves like that, you know, on a regular basis, that could have an effect and cause more anxiety and more concern and more uncertainty.
Well, we absolutely hope that they do it right, because we need some good news on the economic front. Not that we don't get some, we do, but a lot of what is affecting average Americans, they're still waiting on. I mean, in other words, they may be popping champagne corks on Wall Street. Well, I've mentioned this before, but on Main Street, you know, we're still paying high prices for things like groceries and gas.
Right, exactly. Oh, absolutely. Go to the grocery store, go to the hardware store, you know, go to the gas station. You know, it costs, everything costs more. And, you know, you even getting a haircut, you know, going to the dry cleaners, you know, their insurance costs are up, or their cost of doing business is up. Their rents are up. Rents are up, you know, over 30% in a lot of cases. So that those costs are passed along to the consumer. You go to the cleaners and his or her rent went way up. You know, he's got to charge more to cover that cost. So, yes, everything is higher. You know, so your buying power is diminished and your cost of living is higher. So, you know, then factor in income taxes and sales taxes and luxury taxes and all kinds of other taxes, you know, factor that in, you know, so sales taxes in some places are, you know, over 10%. So it's expensive, and it costs a living, it hurts the average American more than it hurts Wall Street. Yes, Main Street versus Wall Street, unfortunately, Wall Street wins every time.
Wow, yep. Well, let's get it right. That's why it's even more important to get your retirement right. Marty gives you a glimpse of yours in a comprehensive review, and it's available once again now at no cost, no obligation.
You know, Dave, my whole focus is to make sure your 401k remains a 401k and doesn't become a 201k or a 301k because of volatility in the markets. That's why I do what I do. So call me now. My number is 888-519-9096. You call that number, you hear my friendly voice on the recording. Just leave me a short message, your name and phone number, and I will get back to you after the show is over today. And we'll set up a time to get together and put together a comprehensive plan that's custom tailored just for you at no cost or obligation. I'm not a fee-based advisor, so you don't have to bring your checkbook unless you're setting up a trust or something along those lines when there's an attorney involved. And but I do estate planning also. So estate planning, financial planning, and tax planning. So call me now and we'll set up a plan that's custom tailored just for you that meets your goals and expectations. 888-519-9096 is my number. I have offices throughout the entire area. We meet at the office. We can even do the initial consultation depending on our schedules. We can do the initial consultation on the phone or through FaceTime or Teams or one of those other technological advances that we're all getting used to.
Right.
Especially me at my age. But I do enjoy the technology. So call me now, 888-519-9096 for your spot and getting things right for you.
And one more time, 888 on the number, 888-519-9096. 888-519-9096. What's up next, Marty?
Well, like always, every week we answer questions that we get from listeners, and we have a whole bunch that we got, so we're going to answer as many as we can as time allows right after the break.
Financial Safari with Marty Neville continues, and it's Q&A. We love this segment of the show. It's questions and concerns we hear from listeners, and Marty answers them and addresses them. And you can get your question to Marty if you go to the website, smartmoneysolutionsmn.com, smartmoneysolutionsmn.com. And you were talking about technology, and, you know, we boomers are having to adjust to it. I've seen just a couple of cartoons recently. A man's saying, Alexa, play whatever song. And his wife says, you're talking to a tuna fish can. And then the other one, the man is saying, I've been trying to text you all day. And she's like, well, that's a calculator in your hand. But we're getting it, though.
Yeah, no, it's a challenge. I remember my grandmother when she got her first VCR. It flashed 12 o'clock forever.
Right.
It's an appliance. They couldn't figure it out, you know.
I know. So, I remember that well, too. But we also need for the Gen Zers and the millennials to please never forget the boomers invented all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they are definitely the natives to it.
Responsible for that.
Yeah.
Blame us.
Yeah, except I didn't. I'm not smart enough. Oliver has the first question here. Would it ever make sense to pay off a mortgage with a Roth IRA? Can you explain a couple of scenarios when it would not make sense and, if possible, when it could?
Well, I'm a big fan of having a mortgage within reason. I don't know how much your mortgage is. It doesn't say. But using your retirement money to pay off a debt, I would say that would be a bad idea. It's always good to, in my opinion, I mean, I have a mortgage on my house and I'll die with that mortgage, you know, let my kids deal with it when they sell the house or whatever. But, you know, first of all, there's a tax advantage. Second of all, it's an encumbrance on the property. So you hear about these horror stories where people hack into the county and they change the name on a title. Well, they can't do that if you have a mortgage. They can only do that if it's free and clear. So having that encumbrance is, and it's good for estate planning purposes as well. So I'm always a big proponent of keeping a mortgage, whether it's a small one. And if you have paid it off, get in a home equity line of credit, because a home equity line of credit also puts an encumbrance against the property for the limit of the line. So it's like having a mortgage, but you don't have to owe any money on a line of credit. You just have to have the line of credit, and it's an automatic encumbrance. So it somebody can't change the name. There's a lot of reasons why I recommend having a mortgage and keeping a mortgage. It's to your advantage, especially not using your retirement money to pay it off. That number one is a bad idea. That's a big goose egg to me. Don't use your retirement money. You're going to need that in the future. Yes, I understand the rationale. There's no tax advantage. There's no tax consequence by taking money out of the Roth. But there might be a good tax advantage by keeping that mortgage, in addition to other reasons, which I've already said. But yeah, don't. No, that's not a good idea. Don't do it. Thanks, Oliver. I hope you're listening.
I hope so, too. And Oliver, of course, you can talk with Marty about more components of retirement at 888-519-9096. Lillian gets right to the point, asking, how does a Roth IRA grow over time?
Well, a Roth IRA, just like any IRA, 401s or other retirement accounts, grow two ways. One, through contributions, and two, through earnings, whatever it's invested in. So your contributions that you add, depending on how old you are, those contributions are adding to the total that's in the account. And however it's invested, it should be hopefully growing. So you've got those earnings that it's making. And you know, whether it's a Roth, whether it's a traditional IRA, whether it's a 401k, those contributions and those earnings are going to let it grow. So my opinion is let it grow and keep growing until the time comes that you either retire or you're required to take a distribution. Now, with a Roth, there are no required distributions, so you never have to take any money out of that. And it's tax-free if you do. So if you I have a lot of clients that they use their Roth to buy a car, they use their Roth, to help their kids because there's no tax consequence. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of reasons you could use the Roth for anything. It's your money. The good news is there's no with a Roth, there's no tax consequence by making a distribution to yourself. But contributions and earnings are how they grow.
Here's Glenn asking, will drawing from my IRA count towards the total income that I'm allowed to make while receiving Social Security?
No. IRA distributions are not counted towards that the income for Social Security's sake. Most people think, well, I can only make, well, we talked about this last week. What was it, 21, 280?
Oh, I found it. Yeah, it was actually, it's still 22. I think at first I corrected it, but I told you it was 23 something, but yeah, 22. So, I'll pull up the figure.
But yeah, taking distributions from your 401k or IRAs will not count towards that amount. That the only thing that counts towards it is W-2 wages. So if you have a part-time job or even a full-time job, and it's before your full retirement age. Again, let me stress that. And once you hit your full retirement age, folks, you can make as much money at your job as you possibly want and take your Social Security, and your Social Security won't be affected. But if you're taking your Social Security prior to your full retirement age, which is either 66 in a number of months or 67, and you're still working and you make more than that 22-something, whatever it is, 22, 230, you're going to lose Social Security benefits. So don't do it. If you're still working and you want to take your Social Security, don't, because you're going to lose the benefits. It doesn't make sense to do that. So I encourage you. But if you're taking from your IRA, that has nothing to do with that limit.
And I'm looking forward to 67 because, as they say in the South, good Lord willing and the creek don't rise, I intend to still be working at 67, and that will be nice to have that additional income from Social Security.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm 68, and I haven't taken my Social Security yet. I don't need the money, and just I'm going to sit and let it grow because it grows, it's growing by 8% a year right now. Within the Social Security Administration. So there's no, I don't see the point of taking it for me. I mean, everybody's situation is different. You know, I'm in good health. I have decent longevity in my family. So I have no desire or need to take that Social Security benefit. I'll take it when I'm 70, I guess. Mm. But when you're 67, you can keep working and make as much as you possibly can or want to.
Make as much as you want. Yeah.
And you won't lose any Social Security benefits.
And by the way, that number, and I can't for some reason commit it to memory, the earnings limit, if you claim early, 22,320.
For 2024. I inverted that. Sorry.
Well, you got it closer than I did last week. Yeah. We've got about 3 minutes here for David. He says, I'm 63. I just got an inheritance of about $200,000. I have $15,000 in credit card debt and $50,000 left on my mortgage. So I could become debt-free and still have about $135,000 left to invest, or I could invest all of it and just continue paying off the debt over the next few years. What do you suggest?
Well, I suggest getting rid of that credit card debt first thing, you know, because you're paying high interest on those credit cards, unless you got a special deal, an introductory deal of some kind. But in most cases, those deals go away after the first year. But yeah, get rid of the credit card debt. That's nothing but a boat anchor around your neck. The mortgage, you only got $50,000. That's not much. I would definitely not pay that off. You can make more. And it also depends on what your interest rate is on the mortgage. If it's an older mortgage, you're probably paying 2.5%, 3%. You can make more than that. Even going to the bank and putting that money in a CD at the bank, you can make more than that. There's no reason to pay off the mortgage. There's a tax advantage. There's an estate planning advantage. And there's other advantages to keeping that mortgage. So don't pay it off. Pay off the credit card. Take the other $185,000 and let's have a discussion about it. You could park it in a nice indexed annuity and earn 6.5% on your money. And have some great growth on that, tax deferred. You don't have to pay income tax on that growth either. So I would definitely want to sit down with you, David, and put together a plan for you and do the smart thing with that money and make sure it's protected and make sure it's going to have good growth. And you don't have to worry about volatility by where you're putting it. It doesn't say how you're 63, so you're probably closer to retirement than, you know, you've got that many years left. So I would definitely, want to protect that money, and you could use it in the future if need be.
Well, bring your questions to Marty. He'd love to answer those, and he'll even have some for you when you meet with him. A comprehensive review, no cost, no obligation.
That's correct. There is never a cost or obligation for me to put together a plan. That's just for you. That's custom tailored. And when we meet, it's all about you. That's all I care about. It's, you know, I'm not worried about your family or your kids or anything else. A lot of people, you know, they want to build a legacy for their kids, and that's all well and good. Well, they'll get whatever's left over when you're done with it after you die.
Right.
So call me now. My number is 888 888- 519-9096, and I'll put together a plan that's custom tailored for you and your future and your retirement. So call me at that number, 888-519-9096. You'll hear my voice on the recording. You just leave a short message, and after the show's over, in a few minutes actually, the show's just about over, I will be calling you back and setting up a time to get together. So if you call me and you hear see a strange phone number come up on your,
it's Marty.
On your phone,
likely
it's that strange guy, me. I'll be calling you to set up a time. You called me, I'll call you back. So 888-519-9096.
You know how they do with the calls that, what would you call them, the solicitation calls, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they'll have it actually as a number with your area code and all, but I always know what it is. I figured out a way to have them hang up right away, and I don't know why, but I answer it, but I go, greetings. And when I do that, it just hangs up. Mm-hmm. You know, so I guess, I don't know if they are have it set to detect hello, the word hello, or what, but they don't have it set to detect greetings. All right, but here, it, as Marty said, though, it's likely Marty calling you back if you've called in, because he does a great job of calling back after the show, because he knows it was important enough to you to call in and get this no cost, no obligation comprehensive review scheduled. 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096, 888-519-9096. Another great show and conversation with Marty Neville. We've been doing this for years. Nothing's going to change there. We're back next week, same time, with Marty Neville and Financial Safari.
Coach P Radio.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken.